You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China is planning to increase tariffs next month on $60 billion worth of American goods. This is days after the U.S. increased tariffs on Chinese imports. Many people are wondering when all these tariffs will start affecting their pocketbooks. Former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember,
the large retailers in general are in a position to absorb some of it, but not all of it. They'll end up having to pass some of it through.
The markets did open sharply lower on Monday, and the Dow is currently down over 500 points. At the age of 97, Hollywood actress Doris Day has passed away. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gonna take a sentimental journey.
Doris Day was 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation says she passed early today at her Carmel Valley, California home.
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Motorists are finally getting some relief from the high cost of gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gasoline prices have decreased by 4.1 cents per gallon for a national average of $2.85. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us why the price has decreased.
Well, a lot of it is an undoing of factors that led to higher prices in the first place. Generally, refineries have concluded maintenance and are boosting production of gasoline. In addition, most areas across the country have finished the move to summer gasoline.
There's also concerns that the economy could suffer from the trade war with China. I'm John Clemens.
In a 5-4 court ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that the class action lawsuit against Apple can move forward. A group of consumers is suing Apple, claiming the company's monopoly over its app store led to inflated app prices. Apple is disputing the claims and saying folks should be suing the app developers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was making a change to his trip to Russia this week. Pompeo called off a stop in Moscow set for Monday and is now instead in Brussels to meet with European leaders.
Will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Major flooding in the city of New Orleans over the weekend. The Sewage and Water Board reporting 2 inches of rain fell in just 1 hour, which outpaced the drainage system. This man's vehicle got stuck in some water under an underpass.
I couldn't do nothing, and the water was coming from all angles. I had to open the door and quickly get out of the car when I see the rush of the water and how the water was moving.
The deadly March attacks on a couple of mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, are the subject of an inquiry getting started today there. New Zealand's Royal Commission will be taking a close look at the accused gunman's online activities, international connections, and the government's counterterrorism resources. A final report on the live-streamed attacks by that lone gunman that left 51 people dead is expected in mid-December. Actress Felicity Huffman expected to plead guilty today for her role in the college admissions scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A Democratic presidential hopeful is among those calling for more regulation on Facebook. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents' violent rhetoric and fake news.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the Taliban is still a threat if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan. On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates saying Sunday the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government will be stable if the U.S. is going to withdraw its 12,000 troops. Gates saying there could be grave consequences to a premature withdrawal. And the top movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, still Avengers Endgame. Second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.